Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, Getaway Friday, September the 4th, 2026. 16 minutes past the hour, Labor Day weekend, joined in studio by Matt Morgan, and it's an interesting time, for sure, in Ohio. Vivek Ramaswamy and Amy Acton not going to debate. What do you make of that?
It's not surprising, but it's unfortunate. I think Amy Acton definitely had more to gain, or has more. You know, I guess something could turn around, I suppose. But Amy Acton certainly has more to gain than to lose from the debate. I mean, if they debated, I do not expect Amy Acton to win. I doubt she would win. But if she does well, I think she gets votes. I think people want to see. They've never seen her have to do anything like that, and her ads don't have any fire to them. The speeches you can find, I don't know what the private speeches are like, you know, that whole thing, like the rallies, but like the speeches you can find on the internet are not, you know, they're not fire. She just doesn't have any, there's no excitement.
Also, I want to send get well wishes to our friend Jeff Bickley out there. I know he's been a little under the weather as of late. Longtime listener, along with his wife Mary, and I hope they get better very soon. Or he gets better very soon, and I know Mary's taking good care of him. So if they're out there listening this morning, take care, Jeff, and hopefully you're enjoying the program this morning. Lindsey Clancy, any parting words on that?
We're going to
find out, I guess, what the verdict is.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't know. I don't know a whole lot about the trial, I guess, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the specifics are. If she has not recanted the killing of her kid, then I think you should. I mean, I don't know. I think mental institution is probably a good way to go either way. So, I'd be all right with going with shipping her to a mental institution. So if that's like the not guilty, then I guess not guilty is okay.
Yeah, I would imagine it'll probably be mental institution, but I guess we'll never really know if she killed the kids or not. The husband sounds like a very nefarious character.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's strange.
And you know what? Most people in the United States are damaged people in one way or another. They've went through something, I'm not going to say similar, but they've went through something in their life that they did not think they would ever have to go through. So in a way, they end up sympathizing with this case because they've had a bad marriage, they've went through something in a marriage that was bad. I think that's interesting that the husband becomes the sort of scapegoat here, that he had a mistress, that he seems to be involved with the confessions, that he seems to be involved happening to have went and got food when this was all happening. He already has another child with the mistress, so on and so forth.
Well, good on him. He'd been busy. I don't know. I mean, certainly not a good look. I think I would wait until till all the eyes are off of off of this case. But you know, to each his own, I guess.
I just, you know, the ID channel is one of the most popular channels there is. Dateline, 2020, 48 Hours have all become crime stories. They're no longer news magazines. People love this. I don't know. There are true crime podcasts all over the place. That's what people love. And it's weird because it doesn't even have to be a famous person. It used to have to be like JFK or Charles Manson or you know, John Lennon being killed. Forget it now. We just like anybody who lives in Tuscaloosa, Illinois. That it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We just love to hear a case.
I don't
know. They're very, 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 very popular.
There ain't no we about it. I don't know. I don't keep up with the murder cases. I don't keep up with.
Well,
the
I'm not saying I do either, but it's not hard. You have to be living under a rock to not understand that true crime is not a big seller.
Is a big seller.
Right. You'd have to be living under a rock to think that it's not a big seller. If you think it's not selling, you're under a rock.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Well, what'd you?
I don't know. The first time I thought you said that it's not a big seller. So
right. You're living under a rock if you think it's not a big seller.
Well, yeah, I mean, sure. But I don't know. I'm telling you, people are just nuts.
And people get very...
They like to watch the... I mean, like, if there's a video of somebody getting killed, people want to watch it.
People get very emotionally involved in these things.
For no reason.
No, but they do.
Yeah, I agree, but for no reason.
You know, I can't remember which wrestler it is, but I was interviewing a pro wrestler one time or talking with them. I can't remember which it was. But they told me one time, they said, you know why pro wrestling is not as popular as it once was? They said, you know, you've got people murdering people all the time. You've got people strangling people. You've got people knocking buildings down with airplanes right in front of you on live television. And you think people are going to buy a ticket to go down to the arena?
All right, calm down.
What?
So that happened one time.
I don't think I was uncalm.
No.
I'm making a point here of something somebody said.
Yeah. But I don't know. I guess that person...
Do you even know what my point is? Did I finish?
Am I done? I get what your point is.
What was my point?
I mean, you were just listing off a whole bunch of bad things, and you were like, well, that's why WWE isn't that popular.
No, that's not where I was going. Well, that wasn't the punchline.
So that's where it started at.
No. You don't listen. But what I was going to say was, this person told me, and you think you are going to get somebody to buy a ticket to go down to the arena to pay because somebody pulled the top rope. It just, the level of violence and the level of...
That's the exact point I just gave you when you told me...
No, you told me this is why people don't buy tickets.
Is that not what you just said?
No, I'm saying the psychology of it all is backwards. It didn't used to be that way. It was a big deal if somebody cheated to do something. Now, everything's so heinous in real life. Who cares if somebody does something dastardly? You hit somebody with brass knuckles? My God, they're killing people in the streets. People are walking into schools with guns. That didn't happen pre-1990s.
Mauro.
That's my point. It has nothing to do with why something is not popular. It's tangentially involved in why it's not popular, but you can't bring the level to that show to what life is, what real life is.
Well, it's just, I mean, they're just spectacles.
Right, but people were not as violent in the past. Yes, people were killed.
I don't know. I think people were probably just as violent.
But again, yes, people were killed.
I think people just get around so much faster now.
That too.
So it just seems like...
But as you said, one time. But it's in recent history. It's in people's lifetime. And it did happen on television. Nobody watched Pearl Harbor happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different.
I think if we watched Pearl Harbor happen, it probably would be more like a 9/11.
Right, but there is only one 9/11 because of the way it happened.
Yeah.
Right. So it only has to happen once for you to see it happen and watch it. And it's in people's lifetime. It's you cannot how are you gonna... The whole point, all things sports in general, are based on suspense. How can you create a suspense level to that degree? You can't. When you've got good versus bad.
Well, I don't think there's a whole lot of suspense in murder. I mean, you already... Like, if you're watching, like, Dateline...
Oh, I do. You think people aren't waiting for the... You think everybody watching those programs isn't waiting to see what happens?
You're watching a Dateline show.
Right.
I can tell you that the person's going to end up dead at the end.
No, they're dead in the beginning.
Well, yeah.
But they're waiting to see who is convicted. What happens? That's the end. That's the suspense. That's the suspense here. Why do you think this case is being drawn out 7 days deliberation.
I don't know. I don't really care. Like I said, the case should have been over a while ago, I think.
Well, apparently not.
Well, I mean, it's 11 to 1. I mean, apparently there's some pretty good consensus in there.
Okay. But the point is, 7 days of deliberation will be the story here.
Nope. I guess.
But it is. The whole point is it's very hard now. That video games are much more violent than they used to be. It's very hard to create an atmosphere of suspense. Movies are more violent.
I think movies are just, movies are just boring. Like, old movies are okay, but, like, you're watching, new movies are just, like I said, I've complained about movies before. They're just cookie cutter.
Okay.
They're all the same movie. Like, I watched Spider-Man in theaters, a few days ago, the new Spider-Man, and instantly it's a new movie, so I almost spoiled, but, like, I was pretty good and well, Now, I guess I was kind of wrong, but I pretty good and well figured out who the bad guy was, like, the moment he was on screen.
Nothing worse than watching a movie with somebody who wants to do that. You know, I know what's going to happen next.
It's just,
I know who's this, I know who's that.
Like, I'm not...
I don't care.
I'm not intentionally trying. It's just like,
But you think
it's him.
But you think the person beside you's not done that in their own head?
That's why I'm not like, oh, well, time to leave. I already got the movie for, I don't know.
That's not the point of a movie. The movie is not to fool you. The movie is to give you a good storyline.
I don't, it's always better when you don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah, you don't know.
I've seen Spider-Man. I know what's going to happen in Spider-Man. Spider-Man's going to win. I can tell you that right now.
Then why'd you
always
see it?
He always... I guess they're my cousins. But I took my cousins to Canes because they never had Canes before. And then, on the way back, we passed a Cinemark, and then one of my cousins said, hey, we can watch a movie if you want to watch a movie. And I was like, I ain't gonna lie, I could watch a movie. And then we ended up, I wanted to watch a horror movie, but they picked Spider-Man, so I was like, whatever, consensus is a consensus. I guess I lost that vote.
So many others.
Yeah, that's right, so many others. And yeah, so then they don't have any money, so like I got the tickets for free from my parents, but besides that, I paid like $1.50 extra each ticket we watched it in 3D.
Well, that's nice of you.
It was a whole $6. it was more nice of my parents to give me the free tickets.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So where were you going with that?
That's it. Spider-Man, I've seen Spider-Man. If you've ever seen it, actually, as a matter of fact, I've seen superhero movies. They're all in the same. The superhero wins. I hate to ruin the movie for you, but the superhero wins every time.
Again, that's not...
That's why Game of Thrones was good. Now, you could cut out a lot of Game of Thrones because there's a lot of bits, not necessary. But, like, main characters die left, right, and sideways in Game of Thrones. That's not, main characters are supposed to have plot armor.
But there is
no plot armor in Game of Thrones, which is what made Game of Thrones exciting.
But I'm not watching a movie for the ending.
And that's why...
I'm watching a movie... Like for example... Now, there was a Batman movie in the 60s. Of course, Batman wins. Batman reemerged in the late 80s with Michael Keaton. Batman wins. There was Val Kilmer. There was George Clooney. A lot of Batmans. Batman always wins in the end. That's not why I'm watching a Batman movie. I'm watching a Batman movie to see how good it is. And there is no Batman movie as good as the first Michael Keaton Batman movie with Jack Nicholson. Of course, the Joker's not going to prevail in that movie. But a top-drawer actor like Jack Nicholson playing the Joker plays it differently than Cesar Romero in the 60s was doing it.
It's just, in my mind, you ever watch a movie where an action movie where, like, the main character gets in gunfights or, like, there's no suspense. Like, action scenes aren't action, because main character can't die. Main character dies, movie's over.
Yeah.
So, like, it doesn't really matter what the main character does. I know he's going to win. At the very least, if he loses, he's not going to die. And then I guess what? And then I would assume that by the end of the movie, he's going to get his comeuppance and get revenge.
But movies are not about the end. There's very few movies that have ever really been about the end.
Well, of course, nothing's about the end. If it was about the end, why even make the movie?
Right.
Because if the whole point is to get to the end...
No, Manchurian Candidate's all about the end.
If the point of the movie is to get to the end, then I don't know why you're making
Miracle
a movie.
Miracle on 34th Street is all about the end. But most movies are not about the end. Most movies are about how you get there.
Yeah, but even the stories are cookie cutter. They're all the same. It's like Hallmark. People love the Hallmark movie. They're the same movie. If you've seen one Hallmark movie, it's the same as every other Hallmark movie.
It's the same plot line, but there are different actors and there are different stories.
It's the same movie.
No, it's the same plot line. It's not the same movie.
It's a cookie cutter.
I think writing matters. I mean, Christmas movies are all about Christmas, but they're not all the same. They're not all the same quality. They're the same idea, but they're not the same quality.
They all follow the same formula.
They do?
Pretty much.
Christmas Story is the same thing as A Christmas Carol? I mean, no, I don't think the plot lines are anywhere near the same.
Okay. Like Hallmark, cookie cutter, superhero movies, they're all going to be about the same. Action movies, main character can't die. I promise you the main character's coming out on top. Otherwise, what was the point in the movie? If the main character doesn't come out on top, it's because they want there to be a second one.
But that's the whole point of
the
movie.
So he can come out on top. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
You know, Rocky didn't win the first movie. Everybody thinks he did.
So he could have a second movie.
Well, not if the first movie didn't do well.
They were going to make a second movie.
No, they weren't. If the first movie hadn't... The first movie won Oscars. The first movie grossed, I forget, it grossed more than any of the other movies did.
You don't have...
There wouldn't have been a Rocky 3 if Rocky 2 hadn't done well. And you know what? In Rocky 3, he does lose during the course of the movie. Mr. T does beat him early on in the film. In Rocky 4, he does beat the Russian... But Apollo gets killed. Apollo certainly had not got killed in the other movies.
Yeah, but he's not a main character.
He was a main. He was in every single movie.
Okay. Yeah, but
Mickey, his trainer, dies
Rocky
in the third one.
Rocky is the main character.
Yeah.
They're they're substantial characters.
But he does get beat.
But they're not the main character.
But he gets beat in the first one. He gets beat in the third one.
It's not like an ensemble.
No, but the main character gets beat. Twice in the series of those movies.
It's so he can have a comeback arc.
The fourth one, he loses all his money. The fifth one, he loses all his money. And the fifth one, he doesn't even have a fight. It's a street fight. There's no boxing match. There's not even a boxing match in the fifth one. So, those movies are good examples of, they're not cookie cutter.
I don't know. He lost, then he won. You needed a comeback.
The
he
first
lost,
movie
and
is,
then he won. They wanted a comeback.
Again, if the first movie did poorly, I guarantee you there would not have been a second.
If the first movie did poorly, we wouldn't be talking about Rocky right now anyway, so it'd be moot.
Right. But you're saying in a movie where Rocky's the hero, and I guarantee you in the first one he is the hero, he does not win. And people act as if... People forget that. He doesn't win in the first movie.
It's because there was a plan for there to be a second one.
No, there wasn't.
There was no plan for there to be a second
one. No,
Rocky.
The movie grossed a lot of money. And they were not stars at the time. That made Sylvester Stallone a star.
I don't know why. I don't know. I don't think he's all that great an actor.
Nobody knew who he was before Rocky.
Rocky's the only thing I've ever seen him in.
It was from Rambo.
Oh, yeah, I guess Rambo.
He did a lot of action movies. Big star in the 80s and 90s. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Same type of career type of thing. But I'm telling you, that's comic books came out every month. Sometimes every week.
Yeah, I mean, those are like pictures.
Yeah, but same plot. It's just a different way to get there. That's the whole point. That's why writing is important. That's why actors are important.
I don't know. Movies are kind of meh.
Well, I think people with no art idea get that. I mean, it's true. I mean, How many revivals are there on Broadway of the exact same play with the exact same dialogue that people go and see every night of the week? More people keep coming in. You think somebody hasn't told them what's going to happen or they haven't heard what's going to happen? They're going to see the performance.
Yep, I don't know.
It's like a song. You can't listen to the same song twice. Oh. Exact same song.
Well, I listen to music all
the
time.
Why? Would you ever do? You heard
I like
it?
I music.
Heard it?
Yeah, but music.
Oh, forget it. Heard it. You know how it's going to end. You know how that song's going to sound. Why are you listening to that again?
Because
that's idiocy.
No, it tickles an itch in your brain.
You know how many other songs there are to listen to? Why listen to the same one again?
Well, I listen to a lot of songs.
Yeah, why listen to the same one twice?
My rock play. You know how. I would have to go out of my way to listen to the same song twice.
You have.
I'm sure I have.
Yeah. But why do that?
I mean, like, it's not like it's my rock playlist is like almost 900 songs long.
Why eat the same food twice? You know how it's going to taste?
I mean, I don't know, simplicity.
Why read the same book twice? You know what's going to happen?
I don't think I've ever read a book twice.
You will pick up things that you didn't pick up the first time.
Yeah, I understand that that's the... I mean, I've listened to a book and then read a book. Like, I listened to 1984 at work one time, and then I read the book after the fact, but...
My point is, art is art. That's the point.
It's art is not art. Like, painting...
Go ahead, Colin.
...useless.
Yeah, a lot of people listen to the same song over and over and over. You know the reason why, don't you?
Why is that?
Because they're trying to figure out what the hell they're saying.
There you go. Some of them. Some of them.
Because when they sing, you can't even hardly make out what they're saying.
Right. You. What's your favorite movie?
Grumpy Old Men.
How many times have you seen it?
Half dozen times.
Half dozen. Why?
And each time you notice something different that you didn't catch.
Now, there are a lot of movies about grumpy old men. Why is that a good movie to you?
Well, it had Anne Margaret in it.
Good actress, right? Yeah.
All the actors are good.
There you go. So, is it the same as every other grumpy old movie you've seen?
No.
There you are. That's my
and
point.
And it had that fish in it, you know, all that, and it was funny.
Writing is...
You know, some of the best movies I've ever seen is not from stars that are recognizable.
Right.
Not from major stars.
Well, I think the Academy Awards feels that way.
Major stars are making millions for a movie is beyond me, because...
A lot of movies
with big stars in it just...
Because they bring in the money. That's how you become a big star. If your movie grosses a lot of money, doesn't matter how bad the movie is, they're going to keep making it.
Well, I tell you, you know, you can have a good movie and not have a...
Do you know how many good movies...
A lot of stars are stars after, you know, the movie come out, too.
By the way, you know, Tim Curry just died last week. Now, people may not even know who Tim Curry is, one of the best actors.
I didn't care much for him.
But there you go. But
he had all those movies where he dressed up in that crappy bullshit.
I don't know what you're... What?
Like people used to be in the Kiss and they dress up in skirts.
No. Hold on. That movie, yes. And I honestly have never seen that movie, but you're talking about Rocky Horror. Now, Rocky Horror at the box office did abominable. No money. Probably didn't even pay for the picture itself. But that movie has become such a cult classic and has been shown at so many midnight showings and on so many college campuses. More people have seen that movie, I bet, living now than Casablanca. So in time, it became a big hit. Clue, which he was also in, the same thing. Clue was a disaster at the box office. They thought it was going to be great. Disaster. It's become a cult classic now.
So hire him if you want a movie to be good 20 years later. Huh?
No, he was in Home Alone 2, and he said that. I saw an interview when he died. They played some old interviews, and they said, what's it like to be in Home Alone 2? And he said, well, you know, it's not the best thing I've ever done creatively, but it's good to have a hit. it's good to have a movie that people are going to.
Well, it's true, but, you know, if I hadn't have seen him in too much crap where he's all dressed up and painted on his face and stuff like that.
I think that was only one movie.
You know, maybe I'd think more.
Just one. He had a whole career. It was just one movie.
No, he's done another movie at least.
He did It. I mean, I guess that would probably... But that was a Killer Clown or something.
But, no, I imagine he... But, I mean, I did never... I don't want somebody and, you know, see them say, ooh, I like that for, you know, he's a star, you know.
And by the way, people like a happy ending. They say they want to be surprised, but if you had the hero die at the end of the movie, people don't like that. People do not like that at all. And they run out...
Well, it's a scary movie or something like that. There's too many crap movies out anymore. Now, I will say music has come a long way, you know, especially with the rap. You know, when rap first come around, it was all about the hoes and the bitches and all that. But now there can be some good rap out there. But, man, you know, rap there for a long time was crap.
Well, there you go, Matt.
You know. And
I like rap music.
Well, but there's some good rap music out. You remember, you don't remember rap music 10, 15 years ago, do you?
Oh, I don't know. I listen to all kinds of NWA, I listen to Snoop Dogg, I listen to like 50 Cent. I mean, you know, Nate Dogg, you know, like the old kind of rap, but I listen to modern rap too. Modern rap's not as good though.
Well, I think modern rap's better than the old crap that they used to put out talking about death and bitches and hoes and pimps and...
Well, that's still the majority of rap music. I mean, you could find rap music that's not about those things, but that's certainly the majority of it.
But that's crap.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm not going to listen to that crap.
Well, then, I mean, I guess don't. I mean, I don't know. They make it. People listen to it.
It's like gore movies and horror movies and stuff like that.
I like horror movies. Horror movies are good.
I don't like this. I've seen a few of them, but man, you know, I'd just rather watch a good old love story movie or,
boring.
You know, anything, you know, rather than that crap.
And here we go.
I don't know. I think I get that from my grandma, though. She's read just about every Stephen King book there is, and I watched so many horror movies with my grandma when I was a small child.
What was that movie with Hannibal Lecter in it?
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah. Now, when I was with Judy and the kids was younger then, and Julie wanted to watch that movie, I think she had tape. And I told her, I said, you ain't watching that movie. Not on that TV. Well, I'll see it somewhere else. I said, well, that's fine. But I said, you ain't watching it on that TV. That's my TV. That's my tape player you're putting it in there. No.
How long were you and Judy together after this?
15 years.
Oh, I would have thought about 5 minutes.
It should have been 5 minutes, but I'm
well, there
dumb.
We go. We've all learned a lesson.
You start feeling for the kids, wondering about the kids and stuff, you know. But once they got, you know, a little bit older and stuff, I mean, she just...
Popped it in.
She's not... listening.
Now, why did it bother you so much that this woman wanted to watch Silence of the Lambs?
Because she didn't need to see that, and I don't want to watch that.
What you got against horror movies? You got an aversion to being scared?
No. I mean, you can take me out in a funeral, you know, in a cemetery or something, you know, late at night or something like that. There is no spooks. I hate to tell you this, but there isn't no spooks.
I agree. That's why I'm not scared of cemeteries. But horror movies, you know, like...
I figure I can spend my time watching something better. That's... mean,
hey, by the way, speaking of stories, get ready, because at 12:15, being Labor Day weekend, I'm going to tell a classic here. I'm going to tell the Cookout Grill story.
Oh, yeah.
Get ready.
No.
Every year we got to hear that, don't we?
Oh, no, three times a year. We need to, you have to tell that on Memorial Day and the 4th of July and Labor Day. Everybody loves that story. It's coming up at 12:15.
Matt, you ought to get a truck and take that damn grill back.
Listen, it's a true story. It's true crime. It's true life. It's a horror story all wrapped into one. And there certainly is no love involved. Coming up at 12:15.
Later, guys.
Get ready. Bye-bye. All right. Are you excited? 12:15.
Oh, boy.
Everybody loves that story. It's a wonderful tale.
Every year.
Yes. Three times a year.
You don't ever get tired of telling this story?
No. No. I think it's a wonderful story. I think it's a wonderful insight. So call your friends and neighbors. Tell them all to tune in, because the grill story, the annual grill story, is coming up at 12:15. People might have had some children that haven't heard it.
That's good.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, get ready. 740-383-9944. Hey, I was doing holistic medicine earlier in the week. How you feel about that? You mind changed on that any?
No. there's holistic medicine that is effective. You know, but the majority of holistic medicine, well, I don't know about the majority. I won't go that far. But a lot of holistic medicine is just nonsense. Not true. I mean, I could go over the ones that we've talked
grounding
about.
Grounding is your big complaint, right?
Well, I mean, it's just because grounding is, it's just because, like, I mean, like, there's just does grounding have positives? I mean, you know, I honestly don't know. I mean, they have, like, grounding stuff to, like, connect to your bed and stuff, so your bed can be, like, I don't know. There's all kinds of grounding stuff. And the only research that's been done by for grounding was funded by the company that sells all the stuff for grounding. So, you know, I mean, it might not be bad science, but it's certainly biased science. And nobody's really cared enough to go out of their way to do independent studies on it. And all of the positives you get from grounding anyways, you can just get by going outside and being in nature for a while. Take a walk on a trail. You'll have the same effects.
You know what? Sometimes YouTube, the YouTube black hole, you stumble on. I was telling you the other day, Captain Lou Albano. I stumbled on him. And I have interviewed Captain Lou in my lifetime. I go back that far. And so I started to pay attention to old Captain Lou stuff. He was brilliant. And for his time, being a television star and a pro wrestler and all of that, being music videos, that was a new thing at the time. It was a big deal. But the NRBQ song, and I found out NRBQ is still out there. This song they wrote called Captain Lou. And it was about Captain Lou Albano, and he actually, I guess he toured with them every so often and would walk out while they were performing the song. But it's not a well-known song, but I thought we'd play it this morning in memory of the late Captain who was on this show. I loved Captain Lou. Have you ever heard this?
I don't know, but I don't know of this man, so.
You know Captain Lou Albano?
I mean, I know of the racehorse.
Didn't we watch a video on this last week?
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's about all I know of the man.
Well, that's who he was. What more you want to know? He was Mario in Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, that was in the video.
Wore the Hawaiian shirts, had the rubber bands in his face. He was a good talker. But this national music group, NRBQ, wrote a song in the 80s called Captain Lou. And I believe this is it. Captain Lou by NRBQ. Good song. Describing the captain.
Captain Lou, Captain Lou, Captain Lou. The way he's on the scene, everything's all right. Captain Lou, Captain Lou, Albano. With a
10%, 12%, 8%, 10%, 16%, 12, 9, 8, 2, 4, 5, 6, 3. Sound off.
The legendary Captain Lou Albano and RBQ. But of course he became famous for Cyndi Lauper. He was the father in Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
I know the song. I don't think I've ever seen the video.
Oh, it's a good video. Hold on, let's find the video for you. Not that that's going to help anybody listening at home, but I know people want to hear Cyndi Lauper.
She make any good songs?
Oh, Time After Time, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. What were some of her other hits? She had some other hits.
Well, I know both of those songs.
True Colors. That was Cyndi Lauper.
I don't know that I know that one.
And she had these all in just a...
My mom used to listen to Girls Just Want to Have Fun and whatever the other one
USA
was.
Well, yeah, Girls Just Want to Have Fun is a very... very popular song.
Made.
Time After Time, very popular song.
Time After Time is definitely the better song.
Okay, here we go. This is Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Captain Lou in the video. See, that's Cyndi Lauper. Now, that's the song that made her famous, but I certainly think Time After Time is probably the bigger song.
Well, it
did make more. It's not bigger than Girls Have Wanted.
It's okay.
But she could make Time After Time because of Girls Just Want to Have Fun. See, if you were on radio as a DJ at this time, you had a big intro. You could talk because there's a big intro. There's a build-up to Time After Time. You know, you could sit here and say, well, there's a big giveaway coming up later on today, and there's a tractor pull going on down at the state fair, because Time After Time has such a prelude.
Sometimes you picture me.
Don't forget the big grill song coming up next hour, 12:15. Don't miss this. Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time. Here on WGH Talk. Boy, this is longer than I thought. Grill song. Said grill song. It's the grill story. Coming up next, 12:15 here on WGH Talk. Don't miss it. It's gonna be huge. I only tell it three times a year. Don't miss your chance. 12:15, the grill story. It's annual. Telling you, you don't want to miss it. Coming up next hour, it is the annual grill story. It's got love and hate and grills and theft and all kinds of things you don't want to miss. Coming up here on WGH Talk, 12:15. Don't change that dial. The grill story coming up next. Oh, you don't want to miss this. Get the kids and the neighbors.
Or not. Do you go home at night, Helen, and think, my goodness, this person said that, this person said that? Does it keep you up at nights?
Well, I don't say it keeps me up.